It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails and blog comments. We took the show global last week with our first broadcast as Talk of the World. We asked our listeners from many countries to tell us about the reaction they saw to President-elect Barack Obama. Barbara Robertson sent us this dispatch from Morogoro in Tanzania. I live and work just outside of Dar es Salaam. After the U.S. election, one of the national Swahili newspaper's headlines read, "It is possible," with a color photo of Mr. Obama on the front page. The thing I look forward to is a new era of diplomacy. At least here in Tanzania, many have seen the Bush-Cheney often as bullies, and that is very antithetical to the way people live here, attempting to live peaceably by talking to both one's friends and one's enemies. Wouldn't it be nice if we could have a dialogue with other nations again? Shafiq Raymond tuned into the show in Pakistan and gave us one view from his part of the world. My concern is related to the way the administration will deal with the dictatorial governments in the region. I feel one of the reasons for growing terrorism is the way dictators suppress the public opinion. I think there will be a policy change by the democratic government to stress for democratically elected governments in the region. I'm optimistic about it because I remember when President Clinton visited Pakistan, he refused to meet with General Pervez Musharraf. I think by changing the policy and supporting democratically elected governments, America can overcome the problem of terrorism. If you missed the Talk of the World special, you can always find our past programs on our website to download or to listen to online. That's at npr.org/talk. Many of you wrote to take issue with Jasmine Canick, our guest on the opinion page yesterday. She argued that the campaign against California's ban on gay marriage dropped the ball with black voters. She is black and she is a lesbian, she explained, but black voters do not see this issue as equal to civil rights. Sarah emailed from Oklahoma City to disagree. I am a lesbian who served 7 years in the Air Force. I understand your guest's views regarding the fact that the civil rights issue behind gay marriage does not compare to the civil rights of the black community. However, even though people see me as a white woman when I was in the military, I couldn't tell people my true identity. I had to lie and live a double life, which is ultimately the reason I decided to get out of the military. Gay rights is a civil rights issue. Gays and lesbians have endured plenty of abuse from everyone, including black people, for many years, and it feels like nobody fights for us except people of our own community, regardless of race, especially when a constitution is changed to prohibit gay and lesbians to be married. Terry Malone in Vallejo, California, was part of a smaller group to write to support Jasmine Canick. As an African-American lesbian, I totally agree with the speaker. Having been in the San Francisco Bay Area for almost 30 years, my experience has been that the predominantly white GLBT community only turns to us when they need something of us. Otherwise, we are invisible and ignored. Many of us are just struggling to survive. Whether or not we can marry feels like a luxury, almost. Certainly, my struggle for rights as a woman, a lesbian, a black person are all important to me. Still, as the speaker has expressed, the campaign didn't really speak to me. Of course, I did vote against it. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Susanna George, David Gura, Enrique Rivera, Ashley Grashaw, Dahlia Martinez, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Beth Novi produces our web content. Our intern is Bethany Chafin. Gwen Uten directs the program. Our associate producer is Sarah Handel. Drew Reynolds is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Jerry Tennant and from Kevin Wade. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.